VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Yemeni officials and Houthi rebels have agreed on phase one of a mutual pullback of forces from the key city of Hodeidah, the announcement from UN negotiators on Sunday. Under phase one, forces from both sides will withdraw from the ports of Hodeidah, Salif, and Ras Issa. A pullback from Hodeidah was part of December's ceasefire between Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and the Saudi-supported Yemeni forces. The ceasefire is generally held despite numerous skirmishes. Islamic militants are said to be stopping more than 1,000 civilians from leaving an area the extremist group still holds in a village in eastern Syria. A spokesman for the U.S.-backed Syrian militia fighting the group confirms the civilians are being kept in the area by the terrorists. Occasional airstrikes and clashes continue inside the village of Baghouz. The White House on Sunday defended President Trump's declaration of a national emergency to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart illegal immigration, even though he said he didn't need to do it. Trump advisor Stephen Miller, an immigration hardliner, spoke to Fox News Sunday.
We have families and communities that are left unprotected and undefended. We have international narco-terrorist organizations. This is a threat in our country, not overseas, not in Belarus, not in Zimbabwe, not in Afghanistan or Syria or Iraq, but right here.
Miller said Trump's actions were justified under a 1976 law giving presidents authority to declare national emergencies. He said Trump's action is, quote, defending our own borders, and called illegal immigration a threat to our country. He said more than 300 kilometers of the border wall would be built before the end of September 2020. This is VOA News. A planned meeting in Pakistan between an American delegation and Taliban representatives has been postponed. A Taliban statement said the talks were postponed because many members of its 14-person negotiating team were unable to travel because of what it called the U.S. and UN blacklist. Iran's foreign minister on Sunday criticized the United States for having what he called a focus on his country. This is Mohammad Javad Zarif speaking at the Munich Security Conference.
We have long been the target of an unhealthy fixation, let's say an obsession, which continues to this very day. The demonization of my country has been a convenient cross for seven consecutive American presidents to bear.
A fire tore through 200 slum homes early Sunday in the Bangladesh port of Chittagong, killing at least eight people. A fire official said all the victims were asleep when the fire raced through the homes. A short circuit may have caused the blaze. A Sudanese fruit vendor died in Khartoum Sunday from inhaling tear gas fired at protesters. The tear gas was fired at the protesters soon after they took to the streets Sunday. Those protests in Sudan began on December 19th. When the government increased the price of bread threefold. Since then, demonstrations and subsequent violent clashes between protesters and riot police have continued and ballooned into wider calls for longtime President Omar al-Bashir to step down. The latest World Health Organization figures put the number of Ebola cases at 829, including 521 deaths. Now, a unique project is breaking down community resistance toward efforts to contain the spread of the virus in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Officials say containing the spread of this deadly virus will depend largely upon getting communities to cooperate with healthcare workers. This involves gaining their trust by overcoming the fears and misinformation that exist in Ebola-affected communities. Health workers say getting feedback on Ebola from communities in conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces is critical in tackling this crisis. IFRC Community Engagement Senior Advisor Ombretta Baggio says information gathered from surveys is problematic. So she tells VOA, Red Cross volunteers no longer prompt people to answer a list of survey questions. Now, she says, they listen.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.